Are you tired of being told what to think and how to act? Well, you are not alone. In case you haven't realized it, you have an internal GPS. It knows all you need to know about how to live your life. So it's about time you stopped letting the media and the government tell you what is true for you. In fact, it is exactly that time. It's time to think for yourself. And here to make sure you're doing just that is your host, mediator, author, and lawyer, Carol Gold.
Hi, it is Wednesday, September 15th. I'm Carol Gold, and welcome to Think for Yourself. I want to talk a bit about personal responsibility and forgiveness and how they're ultimately linked. Yesterday and the day before, actually, I had the opportunity, because I had the time, to watch both the House and the Senate, well, the subcommittees in both, question Anthony Blinken, our Secretary of State, on the withdrawal from Afghanistan. Throughout both days and all of the questions that were put before the Secretary, he explained why we got into the mess we were in there, the responsibility or the lack thereof of the Afghan army. He explained how this administration had sent repeated emails and notices to American citizens in Afghanistan over the months preceding the withdrawal that they should leave. He spoke about the Taliban and their ability to move quickly through the country and to take over the small towns, the cities, and ultimately the airport in Kabul. He spoke about every contributory factor to why the exit may have been perceived as a failure. And the only two aspects that he never addressed in terms of owning responsibility for the outcome was, number one, the decisions he made, and number two, the decisions that were made by the president. Now, the reason that I bring this up is because Anthony Blinken said at more than one point in his testimony, I think he said it on both days, that ultimately he's responsible. He takes full responsibility. And I heard the president say in one of his public addresses that he takes full responsibility. The buck stops with him. My problem with that is, what does taking responsibility mean if there's no consequence for bad or wrong or harmful decisions? I ask that question because Anthony Blinken was perfectly fine admitting that we have brought into this country Afghan men with child brides who clearly are not voluntarily the bride. They're the bride because they've been forced to be the bride of an older man. Young girls, sub-teen in some cases, pre-teen rather in some cases. He also admitted that we left Americans behind. If we don't leave Americans behind as a policy, as a national principle, and if child brides are a concept that we find abhorrent as Americans, then what is taking responsibility for outcomes that are clearly wrong, that are clearly harmful, mean? It means nothing. You know, most of us don't go through a red light at an intersection for two reasons. One, we don't want to get killed. And number two, we don't want a ticket in case there's a cop around. But if it's 2 o'clock in the morning and we're on a back road in the middle of nowhere and we come upon an intersection with a traffic light and there isn't life in any direction for as far as you can see, and there's certainly no traffic, the very people who will obey a red light in the middle of the afternoon will go through that intersection at 3 o'clock in the morning without a second thought. It is true that we do a risk-reward thing in our minds often when we're making decisions. Now, let's hope that we have principles, right? And that there are many things we do or don't do because of the values that we have and the principles that we have. And if you're a law-abiding citizen, then one could argue, I don't go through a red light because the law says I must stop. But it isn't the law that usually causes us in the affirmative to do or not do something. It's usually the consequence that's attached to violating the law. I think many Americans are particularly frustrated recently because there does not seem to be a consequence for behavior by public officials who behave in ways that are not only antithetical to the principles that we traditionally hold dear as Americans and value, but because there is no consequence for them even when they break the law. And they're comfortable going before congressional committees and admitting what they did and saying they take responsibility because they know darn well there isn't going to be a consequence. Taking responsibility literally means nothing. It's a token throwaway of a sentence with no backbone. Yesterday, the story broke that General Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, went allegedly behind former President Trump's back, violated the Constitution, and not only advised his subordinates to only move in the directive given by the president if Milley was part of that and agreed to it. Otherwise, they were not to follow the president's orders, with the president being the commander-in-chief and a civilian oversight of our military under the Constitution. But Milley also allegedly called his Communist Party counterpart, the equivalent of their Joint Chiefs of Staff, and told him not to worry, that if President Trump did anything stupid in essence, or he was going to declare war or fire a missile against China, Milley would first call his counterpart and let him know that that's what we were going to do. Now, there's only a couple scenarios on that one. One is the book coming out called Pearl by Bob Woodward, and I don't know who the other author is. Either they made it up and it's fiction, in which case they should be sued for defamation, and I assume would by General Milley. If it's a knowing falsehood against a public figure, it rises to the level of defamation. And actually, if they publish the book, it's liable. That is option number one. Option number two is that General Milley made it up so he would look important when he was interviewed by Woodward for the book, in which case General Milley is mentally ill and ought to be relieved of duty. The third option is that he actually did it, in which case it's probably borderline treason and sedition, maybe not so borderline, but he should definitely be fired and removed from office. But if there's no consequence, then no wonder he either lied or did it, if it's one of those two options. Because again, you know, there are many people who say Hillary Clinton for having destroyed 52,000 emails. If she were not Hillary Clinton, would have gone to jail because she was under subpoena to produce them at the time that they were destroyed. The message is, the line between, there's a saying, the line between good and evil runs right down the center of the human heart. We are all subject to doing wrong things and doing bad things. Under the right circumstances, I'm sure everyone can cross that line. We do probably in little ways in our lives all the time, but not ways that are significant enough to hurt ourselves or anybody else. When we white lie, we do that, right? But this pattern of no consequence for either immoral or illegal behavior is deeply disturbing, because when we lose our morality, when we lose our moral compass, and we lose our legal foundation that society is built upon, there's nothing left but chaos and anarchy or authoritarianism or totalitarianism or a dictatorship or civil unrest to the point of revolution. There's nothing left. When your moral and your legal compasses are no longer in place, you're in a bad place. And it troubles me greatly that there is a willingness for public officials that we elect to step up and admit wrongdoing, knowing they'll have no consequence, even if they say, I take full responsibility for what I did, because they know it means nothing. Now, the reason I wanted to link this to forgiveness is because in a few hours at sundown begins the Jewish High Holy Day of Yom Kippur. It is the holiest day on the Jewish calendar. It is a 27-hour fast full of heartfelt prayer. And it is a day of repentance. It is a very somber day. It's a day for us to reflect on ourselves and on the world in general, and to ask forgiveness of anyone we may have harmed or wronged in the prior year. And it literally asks us to do that. You are supposed to reach out and contact anyone that you might have harmed or hurt and ask for their forgiveness. It doesn't matter whether they forgive you or not. That's on them. The important part is that you acknowledge and you ask for it. The message there to me is, if you do something wrong or you do something harmful to someone else, if you lie knowingly, and that lie is for the purpose of deceiving, it's not a little white lie to protect, it's for the purpose of deceiving, then there is a consequence. And the consequence isn't just the havoc and the chaos that the lie creates ultimately, because all lies do. The consequence is, as a Jew, owning up to that and asking forgiveness for it. And yes, it can be very humbling and at times humiliating to admit that we lie or have done a wrongdoing and to have to admit it out loud and accept the consequence. The consequence may be that we're not forgiven by the person that we ask, and that we have to live with that feeling of having asked and not having it graciously received. But that's the point. There's a consequence, and consequences act as deterrents. I do stand firmly in the belief that without consequences for our behavior, we wind up in a chaotic world where the distinction between right and wrong and good and evil disappears. And what's left is mob rule, every man for himself, and perhaps the worst kind of authoritarian dictatorship in order to quell the unrest. For the next 24 hours, Jew and non-Jew alike, ask yourself whether you need to ask forgiveness from anyone for anything, and then do it. Going forward, think about consequences and hold not only yourself to the possibility that you may have to experience one and choose wisely in your behavior, but also let's stop allowing the people that we put into office to guide us as a nation to be confident, knowing that no matter what they do, there is no consequence. And I think a really good place to start is to hold General Milley's feet to the fire. He either needs to step up and say he didn't do it, or he needs to resign and perhaps be prosecuted. It's something to think about. And so until I'm back here again on Friday, I wish my Jewish listeners a Lashana Tova and a pensive and meaningful Yom Kippur. And to my non-Jewish listeners, I wish something very similar. I wish a pensive and productive 24 hours when you give serious thought to the value of consequences in all of our lives. I'm Carol Gold. Thanks for listening. Until next time, think for yourself.
Carol thanks you for spending your valuable time with her. It is her mission to empower you to remember how smart and capable you are. Be sure to check out Carol's website, carolgold.com. That's Carol with an E, gold.com. Please leave a review and subscribe here so you'll be alerted to Carol's next podcast. Until then, above all else, remember, it's time to think for yourself.